Hi there, this is Andrew from Gospel Talk. Following up from what happened in my previous recording, as you would have noted, when I was reading Ephesians 6, something happened with the recording, and I don't think that's any coincidence. So, here we go again, after that amazing prayer, that I'm going to read the whole chapter again, and so you can just come back and reflect on it as you will, or God's will for you. So if you've got your Bible there, please open at Ephesians 6 and we'll start at verse 10. So I'm reading from ESV today, but again, you choose the one that resonates with you. The whole armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. Again, please read through that passage over again, because God will reveal to you, Holy Spirit will reveal to you every time something new, something that's appropriate for you at that moment in time. And always pray and thank Jesus Christ for his just great love for us, that he would die on the cross for our sins so that we may be forgiven and we can go to heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to shout out to my darling daughter Shannon. It's her birthday today and I feel so blessed to be her mum. I get quite sentimental about that, but she's an adult now and she'll always be my baby. So as parents out there will understand, no matter how old you are as a child, you're always like a baby in our eyes, and I guess that's how God sees us too. We're treasures in his eyes, and our children are treasures, and we are blessed to have them. They teach us so much, and they just expand the love in our hearts. I just want to say to her how much I love her, and I will always pray for her and be there for her as God is for us. So have an amazing week. And I'll speak to you next time. God bless. Bye.